Well, it's Christmas, that time of the year when people in the retail sector look to generate their greatest revenue and when local farmers seek to capitalize on the demand for local produce. CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, is telling us that the increase in the price of water earlier in this year is likely to impact on the cost of production. And this has been so in a year when Barbados has been grappling with economic restructuring and transformation through the BERT program.
Water is a main ingredient in the agricultural sector, a major ingredient, and of course, we have not been able to get any reduction in water rates. This in itself, of course, will actually increase the cost of production. It has increased the cost of production for farmers. You will find then an instance where, in terms of cash flows, farmers will tend to determine priorities, and it'd be good to look to see, in terms of the actual collections from farmers, how many farmers are actually paying up their water bills. That would be interesting. The other increases in cost, of course, electricity, fuel would have gone up. So that is the general picture. In terms of production, the fact that the government has started the feed program has meant that we have seen new persons being introduced into the agricultural sector. This in itself, of course, will lead to an absolute increase in production. The issue, though, against that is that we have identified the need to control the level of imports, especially, for instance, in relation to commodities such as pork and poultry, and we should not also leave out the fruit and vegetable sector. Although in the case of one vegetable, tomatoes, for instance, we did not do very well this year, and that was an issue.
He attributes this to a shortage of tomato yields because of the varieties that were planted.
However, towards the end of the year, we are seeing some improvement in the supply of tomatoes. It probably is due to the fact that you have a different variety being planted, and I also suspect that there might be a pest that we hitherto has not identified that would have affected the tomato crop overall.
An obvious question from the consumer, though, is what impact is this complaint about the rise in the price of water likely to have on commodity prices?
Well, at this point in time, I have not done anything significantly, largely because of the fact that while we think that we don't have competition, the local farming community is faced with competition from imports in a very serious way. So farmers are always mindful that if they carry up their prices, they also have substitutes in the supermarkets that can be easily imported. So they have sort of kept the prices low at the levels where they are now. For instance, the sweet potato crop this year has been really fantastic. You've seen sweet potatoes this year going below $1 a pound, selling consistently below $1 a pound wholesale. We have not seen a lot of that in recent years. I'm hoping, of course, that the production continues. The question is, though, whether or not the kind of return that farmers should be making, they are making. So it is a difficult scenario in which farmers have to try to juggle and try to identify the crop that really, that one, you don't have to use a lot of water. That is from the government itself, Barbados Water Authority, and maybe try to rely more on irrigation water. So it is a give and take. And I think farmers have to try to juggle in between there to try to at least break even in the operations.
The CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society is also announcing that come January, the BAS is mounting a symposium to assist farmers in facing up to the challenges of the new year.
You know, we cannot postpone paying water bills. I must say that the Barbados Water Authority has not been, I think they have been relatively understanding, but I do not know, taking into consideration the fact that we are in an IMF program, the extent to which they have any leeway, and the extent to which they will put pressure on farmers coming into the new year on paying the water bills, because that would be an issue. Of course, land tax bills have also gone up too at the same time on farmers. But in respect of things such as poultry, for instance, we have to be able to maintain the level of production. I think we're talking about gathering Gathering, which is happening next year. Certainly, the agricultural sector wants itself to place itself in a strategic position to take advantage of what is expected to be the increased arrivals.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, on SAGICOR's Early Business.